Welcome to Classic Reviews. It's Entertainment Talk's podcast for reviewing classic television shows, video games, and films. I'm your host, Matthew, and this is for Season 7, Episode 4. Got two episodes left after this, just a reminder. This is for the 2000 sequel, released in 2000, the sequel to Mission Impossible 1, which is called Mission Impossible 2. You know, now and again, something comes along and you have slightly above middle expectations for something, and you're waiting for that thing, in this case a film, to deliver on its build up and pack a punch. And I continued to wait for that moment or that kind of transition. Because sometimes in a film there's maybe a transition from we've built up all these bits and pieces and now things are going to kind of come to a head. Usually in the second half of a film. And that moment for me just never really arrived in this film. I do think this is better than the first one. Although I will say, The one really good sequence in the first film, which is the dangle on the rope, the bit in like the computer room, was still better than anything they did in this film. With this film, you do have much more of an action emphasis rather than a sort of espionage emphasis. And James Bond popped into my mind while I was watching this, and I kind of thought, I don't know who's responsible for sort of like creating these films, although you obviously can't do them without Tom Cruise. Was this like Tom Cruise trying to do, and I haven't seen the other five films, I believe that there's seven, I may have that wrong. And I don't know how this sort of evolves or change. I don't know if it becomes more espionage or more action focused. I know that technically espionage includes action. But I kind of was wondering at some point, was this just Tom Cruise trying to, and I don't blame him, trying to be like his own version of James Bond or something. Now, you got a bit of difference between this and James Bond, but again, the action espionage sort of franchise. I found the plot of this film to be very, very, very paint-by-numbers, very disappointing. Granted, are you watching a Mission Impossible film for the deep intricacies of the plot? No, you're there to watch Tom Cruise use a vehicle, whether it be a bike, helicopter, vehicle, whatever. You're there to see him do cool stunts, do cool shooting action scenes, to see him do sly sort of tricks, whether it be, you know, kick a gun up from the dirt or get rid of a virus or something like that. But I felt like there was a bit more focus on who's trying to screw over who with the virus and all that sort of stuff. And it just never kind of really... So yeah, there's a bit more focus here on the plot, who's trying to screw over who, how the virus works. But it does kind of just boil down to rich men want to screw each other over because money, which is something we are very used to in this day and age. Granted, okay, I'll cut the film some slack. It was made 20-something years ago, so I think if you try to do something like this now, it would hold up even worse, which it does, because I just watched it. And even if you made like a newer version of this type of plot, it's still just... We've moved past that a little bit. And if the virus thing had been more in the background, because it really isn't, because Tandy Newton's character called Naya, there's the whole bit where she gets infected because she has to make a choice and all that sort of thing. So it is, not to use a pun, injected, but the virus storyline is really injected a lot more. So yeah, it's just a little bit outdated and doesn't quite hold up, which I'm not going to, you know, sit here and batter it for being outdated, because this is what Classic Reviews is about, seeing if certain old films hold up and that kind of stuff. I still think the film holds up okay. It's just the actual plot line I'm talking about, just to make sure the differentiates to differentiate what I mean there. In terms of how this film looks as well, obviously that's a factor with classic reviews and older things. It looks fine, although I watched Alien yesterday from 1979. See the previous episode of Classic Reviews, and that film looks better than this. But that's going for a particular thing with science fiction and all that. So you got that going on. And look, I'm a fan sometimes of slow-mo action scenes. They can be quite cool. I think, for example, if we look at Zack Snyder, obviously he's doing more modern versions of slow-mo, and he does use the effect a bit more differently. This kind of falls more in line with just the typical old action Hollywood blockbuster format, which is sort of just, oh wow, he's jumping off a motorcycle or spinning around. There's a lot of spinning around on motorcycles, isn't there? He's spinning around on a motorcycle again and shooting guns, and it was fine. Again, I'm not gonna, batter the film for doing that kind of thing. I do think this film's too long as well, given what we've got on the plate here, which is a lackluster virus storyline, some decent action scenes. You don't really have a replicant of the rope dangle scene from the first film. I thought they were going to maybe do something when he drops through that roof, but they were adamant that, okay, because that roof is going to close, he's got 40 seconds and you can't have him dangling. Not that I would have wanted them to really replicate it, but they could have done. There wasn't really a similar thing in this film. So, I mean, it was cool when, like, he swings towards the wall to avoid the view of that guard, and then he, like, flips backwards or whatever. That was quite good. There was a lot of front flips and back flips and kicks and things like that. So those were pretty decent. It's good to see Thandie Newton again. I don't think I've seen her since Westworld, which only ended a couple of years ago. So it's good to see her again. But yeah, it's a decent, fine film. It ends on a nice note. I'm glad that, what's her name again? Naya, I'm glad that she didn't die. I thought that Luther, who's the kind of, he's the one that stays in the van and does some of the hacking. Glad that he didn't die. Wasn't sure from the van thing, but all of these things with this is like, hey, you've got 3 seconds left to do this, and it gets down to the last second with certain things, like with the rope, like with the van blowing up, that sort of thing. And they usually escape, and that's fine. But well, sometimes they don't, because I think I remember from the first film, the whole rest of the main crew or group, I think they all died, didn't they? So yeah. I've not got a ton else to really say, to be honest. It was just it's a very simple film, I suppose.
Hi there, if you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcast that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
But I know things do get a bit more daring later on. I've seen some clips and things like that from some of the newer films. I know there was a new one with Hayley Atwell as well. But I'll get through them slowly but surely. I'm kind of hoping that as I continue going through these films, and obviously technology gets newer as I get through these films, that things get a bit more advanced, things get a bit more daring and newer, and I know that this is always going to kind of sit in the Hollywood summer blockbuster action flick, and that's fine. And this is these first two films you can put down to just being good popcorn flicks, and there's nothing wrong with a good popcorn flick. If a film is trying to do that sort of simple, just fun thing, then that's great. But again, it doesn't kind of try to do that because of this virus storyline. Because they try and explain, like, the 20-hour thing and all that sort of stuff. I thought, by the way, one thing that did stand out, I don't know how I haven't mentioned it yet, I thought the face and voice swap technology was actually quite good. And I know we've had there's been certain ones that have been similar in newer films where, I think I saw a film once where like a character put like a net over their head and it sort of digitally switched to different faces and stuff. So that was quite good. It was a good twist kind of at the start with the plane sequence. Because I was like, wait a minute, why is Ethan, I think his name's Ethan, yeah. Why is Ethan acting so weird and evil? Why is he killing this man? And then it turned out it was, what was his name? Duggery. Sean Ambrose. It's called See Sean Ambrose again. He's a good actor. They're all good actors in this. Tom Cruise, you got Tandy Newton and a good few other people. But yeah, the plane sequence is pretty decent. So that was good as well. But good fight at the end, I suppose. I'm glad that they got the virus, the cure into Naya's arm. That was good to get that resolved. I thought the sequence of him going, like I said, in through the roof was quite good. Then you've got him kind of walking into the area with the rest of the virus. He's got to kind of get rid of that. I think he just shoots them out onto the wall or something, doesn't he? So that was good. But other than that, there's not... Yeah, other than, like I said, the face technology thing with the throat... the throat barcode thing, which I do think was quite a cool idea. There's probably newer and better ways to do that, but again, this is a film from 20 years ago. I thought that was quite good as well. So overall, decent. Decent in points. Do I like the film? I've not even said that yet. It's fine. It is better than the first one in certain senses, but it doesn't successfully replicate the best part of the first film, which is the rope dangle scene. It doesn't have anything similar. Because I remember when they showed the... What would you call it? The shaft that he goes down, right, on the rope. And they showed kind of this, how the roof opens and closes. Like, okay, that's going to be very difficult. And I was looking at all the different bits on the wall, and there's like these blue sensors and stuff like that. I was like, oh, this is going to be a cool sequence for like 10 minutes or something, where he's dodging different lasers, but like minding out the way of certain lasers, and there's going to be timers and things like that. Nope, he just jumps down the whole thing. So that was probably the way they tried to replicate it, but they couldn't, because I mean, I guess you could have written it differently where the roof acted differently. And it was just one slider that went to the side that was also in a timer. I think there was a better way to do that part, where there could have been like a... He was dangling somewhere and like the sensors were on and he had to wait different times. And that could have been done a bit better and a bit differently. It could have been done similar to the first film. And Because I don't know throughout the rest of the films if they've all got rope dangle sequences where he's trying to avoid timers and, sensors and things like that. I don't know. I know that the stunts get a bit more extreme later on, and I think if I'm correct in knowing that Tom Cruise, I don't know about the earlier films, but in the newer ones he still does some of it, some of if not all of his own stunts, which is quite daring, but clearly he's very good at it. So I'm a bit disappointed with this one, unfortunately. It had some good parts. The face technology thing was a cool use of that. But going from the first to the second, I hoped that it would replicate the successful parts of the first one, which it doesn't really do, and that it would push itself forward a bit more. And I guess it slightly did because the action was a bit more intricate, but it didn't really do enough for me, unfortunately. And I do think it's too long. I think you could have cut probably, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. The whole, betting on the race course bit and bits of paper and, not flash drives, memory cards and stuff being swapped around in different pockets. You could have trimmed down on that a little bit, I think, as well. I get that it was for the information on how the virus worked, and again, the virus storyline just kind of gets in the way of this film, I think. So, anyway, I have nothing more to say about this film, so I'm going to wrap it up. I hope the third one is even better. I'm still going to keep watching them, by the way, because I know that they do kind of get better as things go along. But yeah, when I go to rank these six different things, at the moment, I'm going to put this at the bottom of the list, unfortunately. So we'll see how the other two play out. But if you've got any thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on Mission Impossible 2, or I guess Mission Impossible in general, James Bond, espionage films, Tom Cruise, anything related to any of this really, you can feel free to write in. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, Twitter eTalkUK, and social media eTalkUK information in the show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, main eye podcast, take a look at what we do. And if you're eagerly awaiting next week's Classic Reviews episode, remember, there's already six seasons and a bonus season, a bonus Pixar Disney season to check out. So if you're hungry for more in the meantime, there's plenty of previous episodes. Heck, if you missed last week's episode or the one before that or whatever, go and check them out if you want to do that. Word of mouth, social media, listening to more podcasts from us, that's how you can help us out. If someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers, ad-free podcast review option, check that out as well if you'd like to. Geektown.co.uk, Tuesdays, Geektown Radio, that's for your TV and your film news. Twitch, eTalkUK, YouTube, Entertainment Talk Plays. The tease for the next film is going to. Now, I don't actually know who's in this next film that I'm watching because I don't know very much about it. I should have said my history with Mission Impossible, by the way. I've not seen any of them and I didn't know anything that was going to happen in this film, but that was quite obvious. My next film to watch is going to involve some little creatures. I can't tease in it because I teased there's going to be somebody called Tom in this film. Obviously, that was Tom Cruise. I don't know anybody that's in this next film, any cast member, so I can't tease a name or anything, but it involves little creatures. And that's about all I can tease because that's about all I know about next film. So we will discover that together. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.